Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat Shalom, Senbet Salam, thank Jah. Rastafari, it's Friday, Sabbath Eve.
Senbet Salam, Shabbat Shalom.
Thank Jah, Rastafari.
Jah, Rastafari.
Jah.
Doctors, doctors, doctors of the house, Emma Bay, time to light the lights right here, the baraka, the blessing, yes sir.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, vizivanu lehiyot ur lagoyim, banatan lanu et Yehoshua, mishianu ur ha'olam. Bless is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifieth I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Yes, I, yes, I give thanks to the doctors, the lightning, light, setting the flame right here. And here, here, Sister Desiree will set the flame, sabbatical light. Yes, I, Shabbat Shalom, send that salam.
Yeah.
Some of your people come from the pandemic in your reservation. Some will go on to repatriation. Some will claim the land of Canaan. And of the slave driver, them be a possession. Oh, oh.
Shalom, thank Jah.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Shabbat
shalom. Blessed be Ab Ubu Manfashadu Adu Amlak Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourished, the aged protected, and the infant cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days. When our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Sila. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, Thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? Children of Israel, saith the Lord.
So here in the Shemona Esrei, in the Amidah, the standing prayer, this opening line here. So here in the Shemona Esrei, in the Amidah, the standing prayer, this opening line here from the Shemona Esrei that comes from Psalm, is found in Psalm 51, David, Dawid, HaMelech's repentance prayer, prayer of repentance. In the Hebrew, it will be found in Psalms, the Hebrew Psalter, Book of Psalms, Mezmora Dawit. It will be found in Psalm 51 at the 17th verse, KJV, in the King James Version. This will be the 15th verse. So here in the Hebrew, and this is the opening introductory verse, Adonai Sifatai Tifatach Ufi Yagid Tehilatecha. My Lord Adonai. My sovereign, my master, Adonai, Sifatai, my lips, Tifatach, from Fatach, Petach, Fitah, like the Fitah Neges, opening in that sense. Here, ancient, archaic, Afro-Shemitic root word. Here we have in the sense of Tifatach, open, Adonai, Sifatai, Tifatach, Ufi, and my mouth, Fi, Ufi, Yagid, to declare, to Agada, to tell, Yagid, to tell, Ufi, Yagid, and my mouth, my fi, U, and fi, my mouth, Yagid, will tell, Tehilateka, the eyes, Tehilah, the eyes, Isis, Ililta, Ililililil, symbolically the Ililta, Halel, the Halel, Tehilah, in this sense here, Tehilateka, Ka, the I male speaking directly to he who be, we be. So this introductory verse from the Amidah from the stand.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Here, Rastafari wise, the Amidah, standing prayer right here. Shabbat Shalom, send it salam.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings a Redeemer to their children's children for the sake of His name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim who tries to keep holy unto you, as it is written by your prophets. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, the Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires sentiment. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year, and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty, and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of this people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all days. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord, our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord, our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offerings and prayer, and may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hands, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficence. You are the beneficent one, for your mercies never cease, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and health, all benevolence. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one. with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, pour out light and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away. That your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our Father, that the Beit HaMikdash be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah. In your
amen.
Torah. In
amen.
Your Torah. In
Kadamawi. Kadamawi. Inflatia.
The whole place is due for
help. What is true?
David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Evermore. Evermore. Evermore.
Send Beit Salam. Send Beit Salam. Send Beit Salam. Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Senbet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
And here the first words, according to sabbatical order, said from the liturgy of His Majesty on the Senbet Eve, on Friday evening here, Zekedamit, here.
Besima'ab, wewelid, wemenfesed kedus, ahadu amlak. Ze kedamit, ye kedamit. Besenbet ken. Meskel abra, semayin bekoakibit, shelleme. Kohulum yilik, zahayin asaye. Meskel abra, semayin bekoakibit, on the Sabbath Eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars, full of stars, full of stars.
Shine, Zion.
The foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous of the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon, to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Yeah, that's right. That was the Kabbalah Shabbat. Those are the Psalms. Santa Isis.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity. To the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Psalms 95 to Psalm 99 plus Psalm 29. Right here. Yes, I.
Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest, 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 my rest. Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth, 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 with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world, the earth sore and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, 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 his holiness. Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song. for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, and rejoice, and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies, and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. 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 Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests, and in his temple doth every one speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. 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 People with peace.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
I say, give unto Rastafari, O Almighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name. Worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters. The voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters. The voice of Rastafari is full of power. The voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
Yes, the Ana Bakoa, mystical chant, mystical composition, 42, the number 42, 42 names, attributes of HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, here.
HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem,
Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem.
Ana Bakoa, we beg thee, I. Ana, Ana Bekoach, Gedulata Yemin Katir Zerura, with the strength and greatness of thy right arm, Gedulata Yemin Katir Zerura, untangle our united fate, Aver Arina Ta Amika, accept your people, thy people's song, Aver Arina Ta Amika. Zangaveid, 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 Tahereinu, Nora, Nora. Elevate and purify us, Sagavade, 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 Tahre, elevate and purify I and I. Nora, Nora, awesome one, dreaded one, dreadful one, awesome one, Na Gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one, Na Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness, Kubavata Shamre, guard them as the pupil of the eye, Kubbat Shamre, Barkem, Tahare, Racheme, Sidk Atekta, Tamid Al Tamle, bless them, purify them, pity, pity, Barkem, Tahare, Racheme, Sidk Atekta, Tamid Al Tamle. May your righteousness always reward them. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvika, powerful and holy and Isla One, in goodness, Nahela Edateka, in goodness lead your flock. Yachida Ge'e Le'ameka B'ne Zokhreya Kedushateka, unique and proud one, to your people turn. Zokre, those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness. Shawatenu Kavel, accept our cries. Shawatenu Kavel, accept our cries. And hear our screams. Accept our cries, our shout outs. Shau atenu kaver ushma ushma ushaik atenu yodea ta elumot. O knower of mysteries, of secrets, yodea ta elumot. Baruch Shem Kuvod Malkuto Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for ever and ever. Majesty. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem Baruch Hashem Baruch Hashem.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inflatia.
The whole place is due for
Majesty. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem Baruch Hashem Baruch Hashem.
Yeah, Rastafari, live it. Lassie, I live it. And reign in the heart of all man forever.
לך דודי, לך דודי, לקראת התלה, בני שפעת, נקפלה. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greets. לך דודי, לקראת התלה, בני שפעת, נקפלה. To be repeated after each stanza. Leka todi likrati atala bnei shabati nekapala. Keep and remember we're fused in one word. When the voice divine, divine at Sinai was heard. Wa echad ushmo echad echad. Wa hiubi Jehovah. Yehya chaja echad ushmo echad. Our Jehovah is one, and one is His name. Yahuwah Echad, Ushmo Echad, L'chem u'l'tifereta w'tehila. In Him is our glory, in Him our fame, I and I fame.
Nikato Zili Kratia Kala, Panesha Patia Nikabala. Oh, come. Let us, Snake Eye and I, meet the Queen of Days, the Sabbath HaShabbat, yield to joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design. The Sabbath HaShabbat foreshadows blessing, Baraka, divine, blessings I vine. Lekado Dia Likratia Kala, B'nei Shabbatia Nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king, of the Nehus, even Nehus and the guests. Enough of thy grieving, come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, I. Lift up thy face, Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, I again, to his grace. Lekado Dia Likratia Kala, B'nei Shabbatia Nikabala. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lecha dodia likratia kala, b'nei shabbatia nikabala. Arise, oh arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lekha dodia likratia kala, b'nei shabbatia nikabala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah, his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunted, he humbled their pride. Elohayik, thy Elohim has loved thee, I, as bridegroom is bride. Lekha dodia likratia kala, b'nei shabbatia nikabala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim, steeds we, I and I know, and ever acclaim, chanting our praises, I and I, Isis, to his holy, his Isla name. Lekato tia likratia kala, b'nei shabbatia nikabala. We, I and I, greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai, Rastafari, we, I and I, hail thee, I, rejoicing in common accord, we, I and I, are the faithful who bask in thy light, we, I and I, welcome thy day, we, I and I, welcome thy night. Lekha dodia likrati kala, b'nei shabbatia nikabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath HaShabbat, the Sendet greet.
Days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. 6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. So 6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom.
Hey, hey, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, 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 Berhanina shalom.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, 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 forever.
Here we bring this to on the Sabbath day from the scripture, the Y Kulu right here. Heal up to Benjamite right here. Also Rico Dubois, so this track right here, here, here. Shabbat shalom, send a salam on the Sabbath day.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. Shabbat.
Shabbat, holy Shabbat. Yes, this is the only day.
Shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Shabbat Shalom, send that salam, yes sir.
Rastafari is Almighty. Almighty. Rastafari is Almighty. Rastafari is Almighty. Ever living, ever faithful, ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful, ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful, ever sure. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these King of Kings have passed country, land of tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these King of Kings have passed country, land of tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these King of Kings have passed country, land of tribe of Judah. Yeah, he's the only King of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future. Hey, yo! Hey, yo!
Yes, yes, yes. It's Shabbat time, Sabbath time right here. Here we're at the 38th degree of I&I sabbatical study right here for this 38th sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong right here. But before we go on right here, let's just touch on some of the direction instructions concerning the observance of Sabbath. We heard among some ones and ones, amongst I and As Rastafari, there's some traditions that have developed where ones and ones, they fast. They say they fast on, you know, fast on the Sabbath. Yet, according to the teaching of His Majesty in the scripture and the Bible, the basic books of the Bible, the Torah, five books of the Bible, as well as elsewhere in the scripture, also in some of the extra, what's called extra biblical in Western Gentile tradition, like in the books like of Enoch, and also we have Jubilees. I like to cite a citation here from the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, vis-a-vis regarding the Sabbath and the observation of the Sabbath. As we said, we've heard among certain camps, not too sure exactly, so don't want to point out any of the particular mansions or camps of Rastafari that might practice fasting on the Sabbath, but this is a reminder that that is 180 degrees opposite to the teaching of His Majesty and to the glory of His Majesty, i.e. to the B-I-B-L-E, to the Bible. So here at this 38th sabbatical study, and we'd like to share this here from the Book of Jubilees, from the Metzhafeh, the Book of Kufale, the Book of Divisions, the Book of Portions of Divisions, Kufale. So here in this chapter here, we are at chapter 50 of the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, and we have this in the reprint, LOJ Society, a line of Judah Society. We call it the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, a.k.a. Little Genesis, and this is from the 1902 translation by R.H. Charles, the 1902 translation from the Ethiopic text and the Ethiopic manuscripts. And we recommend this one here because of looking at the translation and also having a copy of the text that R.H. Charles translated from. So both his books on the Jubilees, Ethiopic Jubilees, as well as Ethiopic Enoch. We also have the Ethiopic text for the fellow disciples to follow up and study and compare and contrast the translation. We have done this ourselves, and we say that the R.H. Charles translations of Jubilees, Ethiopic Jubilees, as well as Ethiopic Enoch,
is pretty right and accurate, and plus we have the manuscript to go and check anything that's questionable. But here, from chapter 50 of the Book of Jubilees, of the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, this is laws regarding the Jubilees, verses 1 to 5, and the Sabbath, verses 6 to 13. Laws, the Torah, direction, instructions regarding the Jubilees and the Sabbath and HaShabbat and the Senbet. And after this law, I made known to thee the days of the Sabbaths in the desert of Sin, or Sinai, that is between Elim and Sinai. And I told thee of the Sabbaths of the land on Mount Sinai. And I told thee of the Jubilee years in the Sabbaths of years. But the year thereof have I not told thee till ye enter the land which ye, y'all, are to possess. Let me just make a note right here. There's two kinds of Sabbaths. According to the scripture, there is the weekly Sabbath, the seventh-day Sabbath, 6 days you shall work, and the seventh day, the Shabbat, the rest day. And there's also the annual Sabbaths concerning the feasts, the festivals, the Sabbaths. And then there's also that Jubilee, the rest for the land, that is the Sabbath, the Shabbat for the land. So there's two kinds of Sabbaths. There are the annual Sabbaths regarding the appointed feasts, the seven feasts that occur in three seasons, the festivals of Jehovah, and then there is the weekly Sabbath. So the weekly Sabbath, the seventh-day Sabbath, right, is that beginning that then leads us to the annual Sabbath during the high holy days, the feasts, the festival days. But here, verse 3, Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, chapter 50, here the third verse. And the land also will keep its Sabbaths, and the land also will keep her Sabbaths, while they dwell upon it, while they dwell upon her. And they will know the Jubilee year. Wherefore I have ordained for thee the year weeks and the years and the Jubilees. There are 49 Jubilees from the days of Adam until this day, and 1 week and 2 years. And there are yet 40 years to come, literally distant, for learning the commandments of Exiavihir, of sustainer of Yahweh, of Jehovah, until they pass over into the land of Canaan, crossing the Jordan to the west. And the Jubilees will pass by until Israel, Yasharala, is cleansed from all guilt of fornication and uncleanness and pollution and sin, error, and dwells with confidence, with confidence, with confidence in all the land. And there will be no more a Satan, a Satan, an adversary, an opposer, or any evil one. And the land will be clean from that time forevermore. Here we're at verse 6, the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, chapter 50, verse 6. And behold the commandment regarding the Sabbaths, the Shabbaton, the Shabbatot, the Sabbath, the Sanabatat, the Sabbaths. I have written them down for thee, and all the judgments of its laws, of its directions, instructions. 6 days wilt thou labor, but on the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God, of Exiavir Amlakach. In it ye, y'all, shall do no manner of work, ye, y'all, and your sons, and your men servants, and your maid servants, and all your cattle, and the sojourner who also who is with you. And the man that does any work on it shall die. Whoever desecrates that day, whoever lies or lays with his wife, or whoever says he will do something on it, that he will set out on a journey thereon in regard to any buying or selling. And whoever draws water thereon, which he had not prepared for himself on the sixth day, and whoever takes up any burden to carry it out of his tent or out of his house shall die. Let's make a footnote right here on verse 8, where it says, and the man that does any work on it shall die. Whoever desecrates that day, whoever lay sexually with his wife. Let's pause here for a moment. Now, we've read in some versions of the translations and concerning Sabbath, right? There's an old saying that some of the Rebbeinot, some of the scholars of Torah said, they said like on the Sabbath eve, right, the eve of the Sabbath, like Friday evening, that the mandem should eat garlic. Now, this is said to be an ancient Hebraicism, which meant to basically have, you know, sexual intercourse with his wife. Now, one will say, wait, but I thought you said that on the Sabbath day, anyone who lay sexually with his wife, well, that is true. I pause for a moment. Let's go back to the beginning. Evening and morning is one day. How many hours are there in the day? Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christos, in the gospel says, know ye not, don't y'all know, that there are 12 hours in the day. See, the Gentiles confuse us. They say 24 hours in a day. No, it's not 24 hours in a daytime period. It's only 12 hours in a daytime period. But if you look at the two halves of the earth, when it's daytime over here, right, 12 hours, therefore there are 12 night hours, and that's how they come with the whole 24-hour thing. But there's only 12 hours in a day. So when it says the Sabbath day, to keep the Sabbath day, it didn't say the Sabbath Eve. The Sabbath Eve, which is Friday evening, is a time that one prepares, that one prepares. If you recall in the previous, was it this Torah reading and feeding? No, it was the previous one. Yeah, it was a previous Torah reading and feeding where they found a man who was collecting wood on the Sabbath day when it was in the wilderness. And they brought that man to Moshe, right, to Moses, because they suspected that he had violated the Sabbath because he was collecting wood on the Shabbat day. Well, according to a direct interpretation of the law, well, he was an outlaw. He was out of bounds. He should have prepared on the sixth day. This is why when the angel's bread had come down, note that the scripture says that on the sixth day, double would come down for them, right, for the sixth day and for the Shabbat day, so one did not have to work for it, in other words. So basically, for the Shabbat, one would prepare their food, right, and prepare their victuals or whatever it is that they would prepare on the day before. Basically the Friday evening before. And when it says that whoever lay sexually with his wife, yes, that's correct. If you have to lay sexually with your wife on the 12 hours of the day, then you violated the Sabbath. However, on the Sabbath Eve, which is the evening, like now, the evening until the sun rises, as it said, the sun rises, and the rising of the sun or the breaking of daylight, that begins the 12 hours of the day. So those 12 hours of the day, rest, delight yourself in your word, and come not near to your wife during that time. But the evening beforehand is permissible. The day is a violation. It says keep the Shabbat day, the Yom HaShabbat. The Senbed Ken, the Ken, the day, the Yom, the day. So just to give that little footnote, because one had asked that question previously, and we went through the studies, you say, well, some said that it's permitted, and others said it's not permitted. The confusion comes in with the confusion of time. They shall seek to change times and laws. The evening, right, the holiest part of, say, the Sabbath, one of the holiest part is the preparation, is the evening before, like here on the Ear and the Irid. This is a Shabbat Eve, where we're preparing for a good Shabbat day. But let's go on. So here, just to read this once again, and the man that does any work on it shall die. So that man that was collecting sticks and branches or wood, you have to ask yourself, what was he doing on the Friday? And remember, they were in the desert. They was in the desert. Everybody was out in the desert. So they didn't have no other job to go to or whatnot like that. You know, so yes, might have seemed a little hard-hearted for the people to do so, but it becomes an object lesson. Verse 8, and the man that does any work on it shall die. Whoever desecrates that day, know ye not that there are 12 hours in the day? Whoever lays with his wife that day on the 12 hours of the Sabbath day, or whoever says he will do something on it on those 12 hours of the Sabbath day, that he will set out on a journey thereon in regard to any buying or selling on that day. And whoever draws water thereon which he had not prepared for himself on the sixth day. And whoever takes up any burden to carry it out of his tent or out of his house shall die. Verse 9, ye y'all shall do no work whatsoever on the Sabbath day, save except what y'all have prepared for yourselves on the sixth day, so as to eat and drink and rest and keep the Sabbath from all work on that day, and to bless Exiarihir Amlakachu Yahuwah Elohekem, Jehovah your power, your Elohim, who has given you a day of festival, a day of feasting, and a holy day, a set apart day, and a day of the holy kingdom, a day of the holy government for all Israel. In this day, among their days, forever, to time indefinite. For great is the honor that Yahweh Jehovah has given to Israel, that they should eat and drink and be satisfied on this festival day and rest thereon from all labor or occupational work, all labor that belongs to the labor, occupational work of the children of men, the children of Adam, save except burning frankincense, and except bringing oblations, and except sacrifices, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, for days and for Sabbaths. This is why the Moshiach, Yeshua, he has said in the Gospels, he said that, know you're not that the priests, that even though the priests violate the Sabbath, they are blameless. Because the priests still have the offerings and oblations, it's there in Torah, that they are obliged to give even on the Shabbat day. So in a sense, the priests are still working in that sense with the sacrifices and the offerings, even the Sabbath, sabbatical sacrifice and the offerings, but that is according to their call. So once again, this brings out the sense, because when we heard that some Rastafari, someone's going to say, well, yeah, I, we fast. That's the way I got to it. We don't know how they got to it, but that's not according to the teaching of His Majesty, and hopefully ones can upgrade and recognize, for great is the honor that Jehovah has given to Yisrael, Yasharallah, that they should eat, that I should eat and drink and be satisfied on this festival day, speaking about this Shabbat, and rest thereon on the Shabbat from all labor that belongs to the labor of the children of men, that we rest from the regular work that we do, except for the burning of frankincense. We burn the ashes and the bringing of oblations, gifts, and sacrifices before Jehovah for days and for Shabbat. Verse 11, this work alone this work alone, this is the only work that is permitted. It's permitted to take what you prepared on the sixth day, to eat, to drink, and to celebrate, permitted to burn incense, to bring oblations, gifts, and sacrifices before Jehovah for days and for Shabbat. This work alone shall be done on the Sabbath days in the sanctuary of Jehovah, your power, that they may atone, that they may atone for Yisrael with sacrifice continually, itinerantly, from day to day, for a memorial, for a reminder, a memorial, well-pleasing, listening to Yahuwah before Jehovah, and that he may receive Kabbalah them always from day to day, according as thou hast been commanded, according as thou, as I and I, has been ordered. And every man who does any work thereon, or goes on a journey, or tills his farm, whether in his house or any other place, and whoever lights a fire or rides on any beast or travels by ship on the sea, and whoever strikes or kills anything or slaughters a beast or a bird, or whoever catches an animal for a bird or a fish, or whoever fasts or makes war on the Sabbath, the man who does any of these things on the Sabbath shall die, so that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, Yisraelijoch, shall observe the Sabbaths according to the commandments, according to the orders regarding the Sabbaths of the land, as it is written in the tables, in the tablets that he gave into my hands, that I should write out for thee the laws, the Torah, the direction, instructions of the seasons, and the seasons according to the division of their days. Herewith is completed the account of the division, the kufale, of the days. And here, a completion here at the 50th chapter of the Ethiopic Mitzhafe Kufale, the book of Kufale, the book of Jubilees, the book of divisions. So here, just like to share that particular word right there regarding the Sabbath, the Shabbat, according to the teaching of His Majesty, according to the Torah, the five books of Moshe, according to the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, is not a day of fasting. It's actually a day of feasting, eating and drinking, resting and feasting on Jah word, meditating on His word, feasting on His word, reading and hearing of His word, eating and drinking and feasting, enjoying and resting. Yes. So there, brothers and sisters, I'd like to share that right there because we heard this a few times and, you know, I was surprised, but yes, this is one reason why there's a Sabbath tune that we don't sometimes play is because in the lyric or the relic, and we like the artist and all that and all that, but it's because of the lyric. It's Warrior King, actually. As you know, we love the tune Virtuous Woman, that Virtuous Woman tune that brings out Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to 31, excellently. And we love the Sabbath day tune as well. However, in hearing ones and ones putting forward what we know not to be in compliance with the teaching of His Majesty, the Sabbath is not a fast day. The Sabbath is not a fast day. If one wants to fast, you can do what you want to do. But as far as the teaching of His Majesty, it's not a fast day. But Warrior King, still heal up the eye. Love this tune is still here on the board. Sabbath day, make ones and ones here. Yes, I. All right. Yes. Okay, brothers and sisters and brother, the tune is scrolling right here. Don't have to bring this up over here. Give me one moment right here.
Rastafari is Almighty. Rastafari is Almighty.
To the Kaaba, David slew Goliath. He slew him with a slingshot and a stone. So remember the Kaaba day, the day when we all should fast and pray. Remember the Kaaba day, Rastafari leads the way. Remember the Kaaba day, the day when the high priest fast and pray. Remember the seventh day, Rastafari leads the way. Now, 6 days for labor and the seventh day me rest, and glorify his majesty, the first the highest. Constant prayer, meditation, bless. No smoking, no cess, and no food, no digest. I and I a chalice like Melchizedek. An ancient tradition where the most I said, whether you're black or you're white, you should keep in check. It's written in the book of life, the Sabbath should be kept. So remember the Sabbath day, the day when we all should fast and pray. Remember the seventh day, Rastafari leads the way. Remember the Sabbath day, the day when the Rastaman fast and pray. Remember the seventh day, Rastafari leads the way. It's good to do good on the Sabbath. It's not good to do bad on the Sabbath. But if someone needs an helping hand, the Most High will overstand. Now, it's good to do good on the Sabbath. It's not good to do bad on the Sabbath. Was made for man, the Most High sign and seal that. So remember the Sabbath day, the day when we all should fast and pray. Remember the seventh day, Rastafari leads the way. Remember the Sabbath day, the day when a fresh foot fast and pray. Remember, oh, I'm your Lord Jah, keep His commandments. Always remember to bless your reverend, and now your parents, which give the guidance. The Sabbath is of much importance. To the Sabbath, David slew Goliath. He slew him with a slingshot and a stone. And to the Sabbath, Reuben could never be quiet. Jah commanded to the world have to be known. Remember the Sabbath day, the day when we all should fast and pray. Remember the seventh day, Rastafari leads the way. Remember the seventh day, the day when God feels fast and pray. Remember the seventh day, Rastafari leads the way. Now, 6 days my labor and the seventh day my rest, and glorify His majesty, the first thing I get.
Well, the Sabbath day, definitely to pray. Definitely to pray. Yes, I want to let you hear Isaiah. Do we have the Isaiah? Yeah, Isaiah 58. Isaiah 58 brings it out. I think it's a little confusion because of the translation, the KJV translation, King James Version translation. Here's Isaiah 58. Isaiah 58 we have on the board. Just hear this right here concerning the Sabbath. And hopefully we'll make a breakdown and a build on this right here, here, here. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 41, coming forward. For the Sabbath is a day that we are to eat, to drink, to rest, to meditate, and delight ourselves in Jah word. Here, here, here. It's not a day of fasting.
Chapter 58. Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast, ye find pleasure and exact all your labors.
Behold, ye fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes unto him? Wilt thou call this a fast, and an acceptable day to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh? Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy rearward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. And I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it.
Yes, 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 yes. That's chapter 58. Chapter 58 of Isaiah. Chapter 58 of Isaiah right there. Now, there's a few things that are being discussed in chapter 58, not to go through a long teaching right here. But basically, it's a futility of prayer and fasting without amendment. The theme is chapter 58 is a futility. It's futile to pray and to fast without any amendment, without any change. And the supreme importance of moral and spiritual conduct. So the few things that are being spoken of here, Jah is, he's chastising them about their fast times, you know, when they fast and how they do fast. In the first couple of verses in the early part, like chapter 58, verse 5, is such the fast that I have chosen. This is not speaking about the Shabbat, but about other times of fasting, right? The fasting at other times. But then when it goes to verse 13, we bring it forward to verse 13 right here. It says, if thou turn away thy foot, right, because of the Sabbath. Now, this is a kind of an old kind of colloquialism right here. Speaking of the pleasures and delights to be derived from the proper observation of the Sabbath. There are pleasures. In other words, what it's really saying when you bring it out in the Hebrew, it's like if you stop trampling, just saying stop trampling, trotting the Sabbath underfoot. Stop stepping on it. You know, like you step on something like it's dirt, right? If thou turn away, right, turn away thy foot because of the Sabbath from pursuing your business on my holy day and call the Sabbath a delight and the honorable of Yahuwah, right? And the holy of Yahuwah honorable. And this holy day, the holy day of Jehovah honorable, and honor it, not doing thy wanted ways, what you used to do, right? Nor pursuing your business, nor speaking thereof, nor speaking of your business. Then shalt thou delight yourself in Yahuwah, in Jehovah, and I will make thee to ride upon the high places of the earth. This is why it's often said that if Yisrael only kept even one Sabbath according to the spirit and the truth of it, it has been said by the ancients that the redemption would come. That if Israel had only kept, if I and I, Yisrael, only keep even one Sabbath in the spirit and the truth of it, then redemption will come. It's bringing out the sense of what Isaiah is saying right here in Isaiah 58, verse 14. Now, I'm looking at the Hebrew translation because sometimes in the English, some things get kind of lost, right? Some things get lost in translation where it says, then shalt thou delight thyself in Yahuwah. So one to one say they're keeping the Sabbath, but they're doing their own business. They're doing it their own way. And yet they say they're keeping the Sabbath. John is saying if you would turn away your foot, right, because of the Sabbath and from like trampling the Sabbath, how? From pursuing, going up and down and doing your own business on my, and he says on my holy day, and we'll call the Sabbath a delight. Because some of us have to be honest with ourselves, you know, at least initially might see keeping the Yom HaShabbat as a burden. Oh, it's the Sabbath time. Okay, got to do the Sabbath. Well, if that's how you do it, maybe do something else. I'm not too sure, right? But there's a key in observing it, but observing it with delight and call the Sabbath, the Shabbat, a delight. And the holy, the set apart of Jehovah, right, honorable, and shall honor it, honor him. How do we honor him? By not doing what we want to do, our own business, nor pursuing our own business, nor even speaking of our own business. Rest your mind from that. Then, fulfilling verse 13, then. See, the then can't be until verse 13 is fulfilled. Then shall thou delight yourself in Jehovah. Then truly, when we do it that way, we truly are delighting ourselves in Jehovah. So turning away, right, our foot from the mundane occupations, you know, what we would be doing on the other days, you know, on the other days of the Shavuah, you know, the other days of the week. Right, turning our foot from how we usually trot, right, from our mundane occupations, and call the Sabbath a delight. Observe the holy day in the spirit, the irid of joy and cheerfulness. See, the real spirituality comes out. We can just stop and not do this and not do that and sit down in the room quiet and just wait for the day to go by. But how about the spirit? What about the spirit? How's the irid? Check your spirit, right? Like I said, if we observe Yahweh and observe it like, oh, okay, got to do this, you know, that's the first thing we got to cut out so we can get higher, higher, higher in our spirituality. The holy of Jehovah. This is the epitaph that's applied to the Sabbath. The Sabbath is called the holy, the set apart of He who be, we be, of Yahweh, of Yahuwah. Doing thy wonted ways, attending to the usual secular affairs of a weekday. So if on the Shabbat day we're doing the same secular affairs on the weekday, then we're not truly delighting, right, in the Sabbath. And then also where it says, then he will make us to ride on the high places of the earth, not be the last, but bring us to our proper position of being the first. Only if we would change our spirit and our doing. Or speaking thereof. The phrase may mean speaking idle words. In Hosea chapter 10, verse 4, speaking thereof, speaking idle words. Instead of concentrating and focusing upon holy and set apart matters, or making business propositions. That's the choice, right? Are we going to focus on the holy set apart matter, right? Or are we going to be making business propositions, right? Running our own errands. It says, then shalt thou delight, or shall have, thou shalt have thy delight. See, bringing out the real sense of it, one translation of it, thou shalt delight thyself. But at the same time in the Hebrew, the other aspect of it is you will have your delight. You will delight yourself and you will have your delight. You see how it's an act of faith, right? By us delighting ourselves, we have I and I delight. And he says, then I will make thee to ride upon the high places of the earth. So instead of us riding down low and down dirty on the low places, he will bring us to the high places of the earth. Thou will have honor, power, and influence. This brings out the Barim, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 13. Take note, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 13. Let's go here for a moment right here, 32 and 13, Deuteronomy 32 and 13. 32, 13, it says, he made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the field. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock. Right here, here, here. Yes, I. So here, Deuteronomy chapter 32, part of the Song of Moshe, chapter 32, verse 13. Just a little more right here, here, here. And I will feed thee, or I will cause thee to enjoy. It says, I will feed thee with the heritage of Yaakov, Abika, Jacob thy father. I will feed thee. Or I will cause thee to enjoy the nachalat Yaakov Abika, to enjoy the heritage of Jacob thy father. And the good news here is that he signs off on it. Yahuwah, Jehovah signs off. He says, Ki fi Yahuwah diber. In the Hebrew, we can either say pi for the mouth, the p, pi, or the phi, the mouth. For the mouth of he who be. Ki, fi, Yahuwah, diber. For the mouth of he who be, diber, has spoken. So that heritage, all about the divine heritage, the heritage of Yaakov, the heritage of Jacob. Wake up, Jacob. So here, brothers and sisters and brothers, just to emphasize that there. So ideally speaking, on the Friday evening is where we would prep, you know, prep all the food, prep all the drinks, prep all the ashes, prep everything. Now, there's something I'd like to share with the eye as we move forward at another time. There is what's known as, the Pikuach? Nefesh, and that's a reason that says that the only time we're even permitted to kind of violate a command is when there's a clear saving of life, right? So the only times Hebraically, Judaically, observing Torah that, for example, if it's a Sabbath day, right, and the donkey, my sheep, my oxen, a person, family member is stuck in a ditch. I mean, really stuck in a ditch and can die in a ditch. Not them throwing themselves in the ditch. You know, some people like that. They like to throw themselves, woof, you know what I mean, in a ditch. But then one can saving of life takes precedence because it is all about life. Jah's direction, instruction. That's how we choose life. But we'll get into that a little bit more as we pick up. Yes, sir.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords. Conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, light of the world, is these imperial majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he traveled this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with overstanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Bless them.
So here it's known as the Pikuach Nefesh, P-I-K-U-A-C-H. N-E-F-E-S-H, Pikuach Nefesh. And that's from the Hebrew. That means watching over a soul. Pikuach Nefesh, watching over a soul. This is a principle in halakha. Halakha from halak. Halak means to trot or to walk, how we walk it out, often referred to as Judaic law. But the literal Hebrew word is halakha, like you say, how we trot, how we walk it out. This is the principle in halakha that the preservation of human life overrides virtually any other religious rule of Judaism or any other, you could say, command, preservation of human life. In the event that a person is in critical danger, most mitzvot, most commandments, including those from the Esaret Debarim, the 10 words, the 10 commandments of HaTorah, they become inapplicable if it would hinder their ability to save themselves or someone else in such a direct saving situation. However, there are certain exceptions. Some rules and commandments may not be broken under any circumstances, thus sanctioning an act of self-sacrifice, for example. Now, in the scripts, just briefly here in the Torah, Leviticus 18 and 5 is one example of the scripture where we get the pikuach nefesh, the watching over a soul. In Leviticus 18 and 5, it states simply, "You shall keep my statutes and my laws that a person shall do and shall live by them. Ani Yahuwah, I be he who be who he be." And Ezekiel 20:11, it states the following, "And I gave them my statutes and showed them my judgments, that if a man do, he shall even live in them." So here, just a couple of words on that, brothers and sisters. Here, today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm is Psalm 41. I like to play this little clip of Popcorn, Abundant Life, from Abundant Life documentary, here where he rides up the chant here. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 41.
Do not
here
delay, oh my God.
Some of them will kill you neatly, but you see yourself, them love you, them not meanly. You speak to yourself, man, not tell yourself. You see them one regret, you are the one, them with your help.
Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he will be blessed on the earth. You will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him and his bed of illness. You will sustain him on his sick bed. I said, Lord, be merciful to me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. My enemies speak evil of me. When will he die and his name perish? And if he comes to see me, he speak lies. His heart gathers iniquity to itself. When he goes out, he tells it.
Left my grandmother and gone all about it, my friend.
born as a leader. Because if I take on road from where I look good. And we used to suffer. Really, really suffer nation over you.
All who hate me whisper together against me. Against me they devise my heart. An evil disease, they say, clings to him. And now that he lies down, he will rise up no more. Even my own familiar friend, in whom I put my trust, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heels against me. But you, O Lord, be merciful to me, and raise me up, that I may repay them. By this time I know that you are well pleased with me, because my enemy does not triumph over me. As for me, you uphold me in my integrity, and set me before your face forever. Blessed be the Lord of Israel, from everlasting, from everlasting, from everlasting.
Amen, and 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 amen.
Not now, them try not to get me out. How them a go stop me now? King Celestia, you let me out. How them a go chop me now? And every time you try to be deep loop, them try to break me down. Sometimes you feel like giving up. I'm not giving up. Rather you alone to me. Rather you alone see me. Much people can't afford me. Rather you alone know.
They continually say to me, where is your God? When I remember these things, I pour my soul within me.
Yes, yes, yes. Give thanks. Popcorn right there. Interesting psalm. It says, blessed is he who considereth the poor. Interesting. Didn't say blessed is he who gives to the poor, but consideration. So here.
Psalm 41.
Mizmor mem aleph lam natseyach mizmor le David.
Blessed is he that considereth the poor, the poor, the poor.
Ashre maskil el dal.
The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble, time of trouble.
Beyom ra'a yemalletehu Adonai. Adonai, Adonai, Adonai.
The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. I said, Lord, be merciful unto me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Mine enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? And if he come to see me, he speaketh vanity. His heart gathereth iniquity to itself. When he goeth abroad, he telleth it. All that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they devise my hurt. An evil disease, say they, cleaveth fast unto him, and now that he lieth, he shall rise up no more. Yea, mine own familiar friend in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me. But thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me, and raise me up that I may requite them. By this I know that thou favorest me, because mine enemy doth not triumph over me. And as for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity, and settest me before thy face forever. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting and to everlasting.
Baruch Adonai Elohe Yisrael, meha olam ve'ad ha'olam, amen ve'amen.
Amen, and amen, and amen, and amen, and amen, and amen,
and all men, 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 and all men.
Here, 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 particular emphasis. Whenever we have the Amen and Amen, the double Amens, it usually signifies in the book of Psalms the completion of a book. There's five books, and here at Psalm 41 is the end of book one. Book one. So it's a little something to look forward to when you see Amen and Amen at the end of a psalm. It's usually fulfilling one of the five books of the Psalter. So here, 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 right up with the Royal Amharic right here, and goes to the verse by verse.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Here we have the native speaker, Abraham Chebuda, HSV, Haile Selassie version, King of Kings Bible, here on the 12-inch Fred Locks, Voice of the Poor.
مزمور أربعة بك النف أربعة لمزمران عليك يداوي تنزل لتقرن عنا لمسكين يمياسم مسجون اكزيابير بكفوك أن يادنا اكزيابير يتأبك اوا هيا أمي أدرق اوا بمدر لايم ياسم سجن اوا بطلعكو تشم اجزاء سالفو اكزيابير بدويو ألقا سالي ردوان من يتاون هلو ببشي تاوكي ديانة تفلتا انيس عبيتو ماري انتم بدي اللهن نفسين سوطا تالي تلاتو جمبلا ايك فاسنين ناقرال مكي موتال سموس مكي الشارال يلال اني اللما ايت بيقبا كنتون ناقرال لبو هاتي عتن سبسبل ودمي دايو تال ناقرال በላዬ በመተባበር ጠላቶች ሁሉ ይሾካሾኩብኛል በኔ ላይም ክፋትን ያስባሉ ክፉ ነገር መጣብ ተኝቷል ከንግዲህ ወዲህ አይነሳም ይላል ደግሞ የሰላሜ ሰው የታመንኩበት እንጀራዬን የበላ በኔ ላይ ተረከዙን አነሳ አንተ ግን አቤቱ ማረኝ እመልስላቸውም ዘንድ አስነሳ ጠላቴ እልል አይልብኝምና ስለዚህ እንደ ወደድከኝ አወቅ እኔ ግን ስለ ቅንነቴ ተቀበልኸኝ በፊትህም ለዘላለም አጸና ከዘላለም እስከ ዘላለም የእስራኤል አምላክ እግዚአብሔር ይባረክ አሜን አሜን
Psalm 41
Mizmor mem aleph lam natseach mizmor le David.
Blessed is he that considereth the poor, the poor, the poor.
Ashre maskil el dal, dal, dal.
The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble, in time of trouble.
Beyom ra'a yemalletehu Adonai, 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 Adonai.
The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemy. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. I said, Lord, be merciful unto me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Mine enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? And if he come to see me, he speaketh vanity. His heart gathereth iniquity to itself. When he goeth abroad, he telleth it. All that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they devise my hurt. An evil disease, say they, cleaveth fast unto him, and now that he lieth, he shall rise up no more. Yea, mine own familiar friend in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me. But thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me, and raise me up that I may requite them. By this I know that thou favorest me,
because mine enemy doth not triumph over me. And as for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity, and settest me before thy face forever. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting and to everlasting.
Baruch Adonai Elohei Israel, mehaolam ve'ad ha'olam, amen ve'amen.
Amen.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Salam to Elin. Here. Today's daily song. Daily song. Daily song. Salam to Anayist Elin. Here. Today's daily song. According to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after order of Melchizedek. Melchizedek. Here. Today's daily song. We have Mezmor Arba'an. Psalm 41. Here from the Metzaf Kedus. Mezmor Dawit. Arba, the Kintwist, Arba, and here, today's daily psalm, which is seen, Ye Himem Tenyana, Ye Betenya, So Elot. Ye of Himem Tenya, like a sufferer, afflicted one. Himem Tenya, one who's sick, afflicted. Ye Himem Tenya, Inna, and Ye Betenya, 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 one who's alone, Betenya, Betenya, So. Man, elot. A prayer, a sufferer's prayer here, a prayer of an afflicted and a lonely man alone. Yehimentenya na, yebchenya so elot. Here, today's daily psalm. Here, from the Parallel Bible here, Parallel Bible version contained in one volume, both the 1611 AD, the English KJV, King James Version, and the Ethiopian King of Kings, the HSV, Haile Selassie Version, 1961 AD, the Amharic text, here, of Moa, Anbesa, Zem Negeri Yehuda, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah have prevailed. Garmawi Kamawi Haile Selassie, Siumek Ziavia, Negusa Neges, Ze, Ethiopia. So here, today's daily song. Mezmore Dawit, Mezmore, Psalm of Chant, Isis, Psalm of Mezmore Dawit, of David. Mezmore Dawit, here, the Gutter's title, Mezmore Dawit, Arba, an ancient numbering is Psalm 40, Bekinth Wist, in parentheses, Bekinth Wist, Arba, 40 and 1. Here, today's daily psalm, Mezmore Arba An. Here, superscription. Superscription, Le Mezemran Aleka, Ye Dawit Mezmor, Le Mezemran, for the Izezers, for the chanters of Mezmor, the psalmist, for the musician, Aleka, the chief of the musician, the chief of the chanters, Le Mezemran Aleka, Ye Dawit of David, Ye of Dawit, David, Mezmor, a chant, a psalm. Of David, Ye Dawit Mezmor. Here we have the Amharic construction, Ye Dawit Mezmor, a psalm of David. Also the Gutter's construction, Mezmore, psalm of Dawit. Mezmore, Dawit, Arba, the Kintwist, Arba, and. Le Mezamran Aleka, Ye Dawit Mezmor. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the one source. In the Jemralen, we begin. Mezmore Dawit, Arba, Bekinth Wist, Arba An. Le Mezamran Aleka, Ye Dawit Mezmor. Psalm 41, to the chief musician, the Psalm of David, Kuter And. Le Chagrenyana, Le Miskin, Yemiyasib Miskunno, Ekziavir, Bekufu Ken. Yadin Nawal. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord, Ekziavihir, will deliver him in time of trouble. Le Chigrenya na, Le Miskin. Chigrenya, Chigger, trouble, Chigrenya, Chigrenya, one who is troubled, Le for Chigrenyana, for the troubled, the afflicted, Le Chigrenyana, Ina and Le Miskin, and for the Miskin, for the needy, for the needy, Le Miskin, for the troubled one and for the needy, Le Chigrenyana, Le Miskin, Yemiyasib, Yemiyasib, one who thinks, one who considers, one who reckons, Yemiyasib, Miskunno, one who considers, one who thinks concerning for the afflicted, the Chigrenya, and for the Miskin, for the needy, one who thinks, one who considers, Miskunno, Miskun, praiseworthy, Miskunno, is praiseworthy, is thankworthy. Le Chigrenya na, Le Miskin, Yemiyasib, Miskunno, Ekziavihar, the sustainer. Be kufu, kufu, evil, trouble, evil, ill, unkind, bad, kufu, be kufu, in the evil, be kufu, ken, in the evil day, yadinewal, yadinewale, yadinewal, yadinewal, he will make them dehna, he will save, he will save, he will deliver, dehna, yadinewal, le chigrenyana, le miskinim, yasib miskunno, ekziavihar, be kufu, ken, yadinewal. Kuter hulet, kuter, number hulet, number 2, verse 2, kuter hulet. Exiavir, yitab kawal, hiawim, yadargawal. Bemidr layim, yasa meseganawal. Vet alatochum, ich, ayasal fawim. Exiavir, the sustainer, the Lord, will preserve him and keep him alive. And he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou wilt not deliver him to the will of his enemies. Egziavihar, yitab kawal. Egziavihar, sustainer, the good, generous. Ab, egziavihar, egziavihar, yitab kawal, yitab kawal. Ziav yitab kawal, will keep him, will guard him, yitab kawal. Hiyawim, hiyawim, and life, life, living. Hiyaw, hiyaw, life, living, hiyawim. And life living, Yadar Gawal, will do life, will do him life, will do him living, will keep him alive. Egziavihar, Yitab Gawal. Hiyawim, Yadar Gawal. Bemidr Layim, Yasa Mesega Nawal. Bemidr, upon the land, lie above, upon the land. Bemidr Layim, upon the land, upon the earth. Yasa Mesega Nawal. Yasa Mesega Nawal. And will cause him to be praised, to be thanked, to be blessed upon the earth, causing to be praised upon the earth. Bemidr layim, yasa meseginawal. Bet elatochum, bet elatochum, telatoch, enemies, haters, bet elatochum, and by way of his enemies, haters, idj, idj, hand, bet elatochum, idj, and into his enemies' hand, ayasal fawim, ayasal fawim, will not deliver, will not betray, will not deliver him. Betala tochum ich ayasal fawim. Here, verse 2. Exiavihar yitab kawal. Hiyawim yadar gawal. Bemidr layim yasmesegnawal. Betala tochum ich ayasal fawim. Kuter source, verse 3. Exiavihar be the way al gasale yiredawal. Men yitawin ahulu bebeshitaw gizeh. Ya netif letal. Here, verse 3, Exiavihar, the sustainer, will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou will make all his bed in his sickness. Exiavihar, the sustainer, bed deweu, dewe, dewe, sickness, deweu, in his sickness, bed deweu, Exiavihar, bed deweu, alga, alga, bed deweu, alga, on his bed of sickness, salle, salle. While he is on his bed of sickness, exiavihar, bedaweu alga, salle, yereddawal, yereddawal. He will help him, yereddawal, yereddawal. Exiavihar, bedaweu alga, salle, yereddawal. Menyutawin, menyutawin. Where he, menyuta, menyuta, a laying down place, his laying down place. Menyutawin, hulu, all his place of laying down. Be, beshitao, gize, beshita. Sickness, beshitao, in his sickness, beshitao gize, in the time of his sickness, ya netif letal, ya netif letal, ya netif letal, from anetefe, anetefe, to make made, to pave, the idea of like spreading a carpet, to lay something out, to like make up a bed. Here in this sense, to make up a bed, spreading a mat, making it dry, making it spread out. So here, Menyatawinokulu, in all of his laying down, Bebeshitao Gize, while he is sick, Yanet Ifletal, he, Exiaviher, will make his bed, right? Will make his bed, right? Dry and to make his bed. That's a spreading a mat. Spreading a mat, a carpet, the ancient archaic sense. Kutar source, verse 3. Exiaviher, Bedweol Algas Ale, Yuredawa. Men Yutawin Hulu, Bebeshitao Gize, Yanet Ifletal. Kutar Arat, verse 4. Ines, Avirtu, Maren, Anten, Bedialahuna, Nefsein, Fosat, Alahu. I said, Lord, Avirtu, be merciful to me, to I. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Ines, Ine, Ine, pronoun I. Ines, as for I, and as for I. Ines, as for I, Avirtu. My father, his father, Ab of the Beit, father of the house, Avirtu. Maren, Maren. Mareng, Mareng, have mercy, mercy me, mercy I. Enes, and I, Abirtu, Mareng, oh, father, father of the house, mercy me. Anten, ante, you, male, anten, and you, male. Bedialahuna, 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 for I have wronged you, male, directly. Anten, bedialahuna, bedialo, bedialo, I having wronged, bedialahuna, for I having wrong, anten, you, the I, the I, the I, the I self, and none other. Anten, bedialahuna, nefsein, nefse, nefse, my soul, my psyche, she, my soul, my psyche, nefsein, my soul, my psyche, fosat, fosat, nefsein, fosat, heal her, heal my soul, heal my psyche, nefsein, fosat, alahu, 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 I have said. Ines, and I having said, an ace, abirtu, maren, anten, bedialahuna, nefsin, fosat, alahu. Kuter amis, verse 5. Ela tochim, belaye, kafatin, ye nagaralu. Mechem, ye motal. Semus, meche, ye sharal, ye lalu. Mine enemies, my haters, my enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die? And his name perish. Telatochim, telatoch, enemies, telatoche, my enemies, my haters, telatochim, and my enemies, my haters, belayi, belai, belai, above, belayi, above I, belayi, above I, telatochim, and my enemies, belayi, above I, kafatin, kafat, kafat, evil, kafatin, yinagaralu, yinagaralu, they tell of evil, against I, my enemies, and my enemies, above, against I, evil, speak evil against I. Telatochim, belaye kafatin yinagaralu. Mechim, when? Mechim, and when? Mechim, and when? Yimotal? Mechim, yimotal. Yimotal, he will die. Mechim, when? Yimotal? When will he die? Mechim, yimotal? Simus, simus, simu, his name, simus. And as for his name, simus, meche, yisharal. Samus meche yisharal? Yilalu, they speak. When will his name perish? Yisharal, yisharal. Like be struck out, right? Be yisharal, be abolished, be abrogated, be undone, be undid. When will his name be rescinded? When will his name be undone, canceled? When will his name be canceled out? Samus meche yisharal? Yilalu, they say. Talatochim, belaye kafatin yinagaralu. Mechem yimotal, simus, meche yisharal, yilalu. Kuter sedis, verse 6. Inen lemayeta bigeba, kentun yinagaral, lebo chatiatin, sebesebelet, sebesebelet, sebesebelet. Wodemeda yuetal, yinagaral, inen. And if he come to see me, if he come to see me, he speaketh vanity. His heart gathereth iniquity to itself. When he goeth abroad, he telleth it. Inane and I, inane, lemayet, lemayet, mayet to see, inane and I, lemayet, inane, lemayet, an eye to see, inain lamayet bigebba, bigebba. If he comes to see I, inain lamayet bigebba, kentun yinagaral, kentu, kentu, vanity, worthlessness, kentun yinagaral, he speaketh vanity, libu khatiatin sebesebbelet, sebesebbelet. Gathers for itself, libu, his heart, khatiat, khatiat, libu, khatiatin, sebesebbelet. Gather, khatiat, ukkari, missing, lack, fukari, gathers for itself, his heart gathereth iniquity, khatiat, sin, ukkari, to itself. Libu, khatiatin, sebesebbelet. Wada meida, yuwetal, wada towards meida, towards like the field, the outside, wada meida, Yuwetal, he goeth out towards the field, yinagralim, and speaketh it. Inain lemayeta bigebba kentun yinagral, libuchat yatin sebeset bullet. What a meda yuwetal yinagralim. Kuter sebat, verse 7. Belaye, bete tebaber, be metebaber. Belaye, be metebaber elatoche hulu, ye. Shoka shoku binya bene layim kafatin yasbalu. All that hate me, that hate I, whisper together against me, against I. Against me do they devise my hut, my hurt. Belaye, belai, belai above, belaye above I. Bemetebabir, belaye, bemetebabir, metebabir. They are like confederate. They are like in solidarity against I. They're confederate together in like a confederacy, a solidarity. Belaye, bemetebaber, telatoche, my haters, hulu, all my haters, telatoche, hulu, ye shoka shoku binyal, ye shoka shoku binyal, ye shoka shoku, they whisper binyal against I. Belaye, bemetebaber, telatoche, hulu, ye shoka shoku binyal, bene, laye, and against I, bet, by way of ine, I, lie, above, and, bene, layim, and against I, kafatin, kafat, evil, yasabalu, yasabalu, they devise, they scheme, they think, they scheme, like thinking up a scheme, plotting and scheming, yasabalu. Belaye, be metababeret elatoche hulua yishoka shokubinya, bene, layim, kafatina, yasabalu, kuter cement, verse 8. Kufu negara metabet, ten yutoal, kangdia wadi, ainesan yilalu. An evil disease, say they, cleaveth fast to him. And now, that he layeth down, he shall rise up no more. Kufu negara metabet, kufu evil negar, an evil matter, an evil thing. Kufu negar meta has come, it come, bet, against him. Kufu negar metabet. An evil matter, an evil thing has come against him. Kufu negar metavet. Ten yutoal. Having lied down. Ten yutoal. Kangdi wadi. From here to there. Kangdi wadi. From here to there. Ainesam. Kangdi wadi. Ainesam. He lying down and he having laid down. From here to there. Ainesam. Ainesam. He will rise. He will not rise. He will rise no more, the sense. Ten yutoal. Kangdi wadi ainasan yilalo. They say kufu negar met abet ten yutoal kangdi wadi ainasan yilalo. Kuter zeteng, verse 9. Degmo ye salame so ye tamen hubeta injerayena yebella benelai te rekazun anessa. Yea, mine own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, that did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me, against I. Degmo, repeatedly, also, degmo. Yes, salame, peace, salame, my peace. Yes, salame, so, a man of my peace, my friend, man of my peace. Yes, salame, so, degmo, and also, yes, salame, so, man of my peace. Yes, tamenuhu bet. Ye tamenuhu, tamenu, that which I trust, I've trusted, ye tamenuhu bet, the one who I trusted in, ye tamenuhu bet, injera, bread, injera, injerayin, my bread, injerayin, in Jerayin, and my bread, Yebella, in Jerayin, Yebella. One who has eaten my bread, in Jerayin, Yebella. Ben Eli, I, Ben Eli, against I, upon I, Ben Eli. Terekazun, his heel, Anessa, has lifted up his heel against I. The one who has eaten my bread, my man of peace whom I have trusted, and also my man of peace who I have trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heel against I. Degmo, Yesalame so, Ye tamenu beta in Jerayin Yebella, Ben Eli Terekazun, Anessa. Kuter Aser, verse 10. Antegin avetu marenye e melissa lachowun zen asnesanye. But thou avetu, father of the house avetu, but now, Lord, be merciful to me, to I, and raise me up, and raise I up, that I may requite them. Ante, pronoun you, the I, ante, the I, gin, but the I, ante gin, but the I, but you, yourself, and none other. Antegin, abirtu. My father of the house, abirtu. Marain, mercy I. Marain, mercy I. I melissalacho wimzen. I melissalacho, to answer them, to requite them, to answer them. I melissalacho wim. And to answer them, I melissalacho wimzen. So to answer them, asnesain. Cause me to rise up so that I may answer, may requite them, may respond to them. Antegin abirtu, marain, imelisla chowimzen, asnesanye. Kuter asara and, verse 11, asara and. Telate, ilil, I libinyimina. Selezi in the wadedahain awekuhu. By this I know that thou favorest I, because mine enemy doth not triumph over me. Telate, my enemy, my hater. Telate, ilil, ayilibinyimina, ilil. So that he does not elil, rejoice, triumph, elil, so that he does not elilta, against I, over I, telate, elil, ayilibinyimina, selezi, because of this, therefore, selezi, inda, waded dahain, because of this, as you, as the I, love I, waded dahain, selezi, inda, waded dahain, awekuhu, I have known. By this I know I have known. Awekuhu. Telate, ilil, ayilibimina, selezi, inda, waded dahain, awekuhu. Kuter asra hulet, verse 12. Inaingin, selek in nete, te kabel hain, befitehima lezalalem, at enahain. And as for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity, and settest me before thy face forever, for ever. Inane gin, as for I, inane gin, sile, because of sile, kinnete, mine integrity, my straightforwardness, kinnete, straightforwardness, my integrity, tekebel hang, you, the I, Kabbalah I, tekebel hang, you receive I because of my straightforwardness, but the I receives I because of my integrity. Inain gin, selek innete, tekebel hang, befite, and in your face, in your presence, befite him, and in your face, your presence, your perception, lezelalem, forever, to time indefinite, forever, befite him, lezelalem, and in your face, to time indefinite, atzenahin, you have made me firm, that I have strengthened I, forever in your face, in your perception. You make me firm forever to time indefinite in your face, in your perception. Inain gin, Selek innetei tekebel hein. Befitehim lezlalem atzenahein. Uter asra soas. Asra soas. Verse 13. Kazalalem iska zalalem. Ye Israel amlak ekziaviher yibarek. Amen. Amen. Kazalalem iska zalalem. Ye Israel amlak ekziaviher yibarek. Amen. Amen. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting and to everlasting. Amen and amen. Hear, hear, hear. Kazalalem, ka zelalem, ka from zelalem, from time indefinite, kazalalem, iska zelalem, to time indefinite, kazalalem, from world without end to world without end, kazalalem, iska zelalem, from forever, everlasting, eternity to eternity, kazalalem, iska zelalem, ye Israel, ye of Israel, of Israel, amlak, the source of Israel. Yisrael Amlak, the source of Israel. Ekziaviher, the sustainer. Yibarek, Yibarek. Let him be blessed. Let him be prospered. Let him be increased. Kazalalem is kazalalem. Yisrael Amlak, Ekziaviher, Yibarek. Amen. Amen. Here, here, the double amens. Here we have the double amens. It's a response to the doxology. As a mark was ascribed, some say, by the compiler to the end of book one. Here, here, here at the 41st Psalm is the end of book one, from Psalm 1 to Psalm 41, and beginning book two, from Psalm 42 to Psalm 72. So here we have the double amens. Each of the five books of the Psalms of Dawid, of David, is similarly concluded. The doubling, or the dual amen, amen, is a double type because it was permanent in time and sustaining in power. Amen is a title, especially among the ancient Egyptians, but that alone does not determine the theology. In the Ethiopic Hebraic sense, however, it always refers to an affirmation or faith in Jah, or more correctly, Yah, Yahweh, the God, the Elohim of the Hebrews. In general meaning, to say amen, amen, is an invocation of witness to say, in effect, so be it, or let it be so. In total, amen here is found three times in the Revised Amharic Bible, the Book of Psalms, HSV, Haile Selassie version. Yehun, Yehun is the Amharic for so be it. So in the Amharic sense, we say Yehun, for the meaning of Amen, so be it, is used instead. And here, here, additional notes, some additional notes right here at the conclusion of book one of the Mezmure Dawit. Here from a book of the beginnings, page 389, Imanu, Immanuel, Immanuel, Immanuel is the coming son. Al, Ar, has been sufficiently shown to mean son. Ameni, Emeni, is an Egyptian proper name. Ameni, or Amenu, it signifies to come or the coming one, the Messiah of the mythos. Hence, Amenu, El, Imanu, El, is the coming son. Amanu, El, Imanu, El, Imanu, El. In the HIM, Gormawi, Kermawi, Haile Selassie, 1961-62 AD, authorized, revised, Amharic Bible. Another note here, that the Psalms, there's five books of the Psalms, as there are five books of HaTorah, and here, 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 Psalm 41, ending book one of the Psalter, key word, the Amen, Amen, Kazalalem is Kazalalem, Yisrael Amlak, Ekziaviher, Yibarek, Amen, 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 Amen.
Amen, amen.
The Lord, the Lord, the Lord.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen, amen.
Blame my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me, fight against them that fight against me.
say call him Shilam Buckland, stand up for my head and draw down so the spirit stop to be against him to persecute me. Dear to my soul, I am thy salvation. But I am, I'm telling.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The Lord of my life, let me tell you on my salvation.
William Rue and say amen. Hear, hear, hear. One more time. Need a speaker. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 41, Royal Amharic, King King's Bible. Hear, hear.
مزمور أربعة بكنف أربعة عند لما زمران عليك يداويت مزمور لتقرن عنا لمسكين يمياسم مسجون اكزيابير بكفوك أن يادنوا اكزيابير يتأبك اوا هيا أمي أدرقوا بمدر لا يمياسم سجنوا بطلعتو تشم إجعاس اللفو اكزيابير بدويو ألقاس اللي ردوال من يتعون هلو ببشي تاو جزيانة تفلتا انيس عبيتو ماري انتم بدي يالهن نفسين فوساتالو تلاتو تيمبلا ايك فاتني ناقرالو مچي موتال سموس مچي الشارال يلال اني لما ايت بيقبا كنتوني ناقرال لبو هاتياتن سبس سبلت ودمي دايوت آل ينا قرال بلا ايبا متبابر تلات وچه هلو يشوكا شوكو بنيا بني لا يمكفاتن ياسبال كفونا غر متاب تنجتوال كنجدي ودي هاين نسام ملال دقمو يسلامي سو يتامن خبت انجرائين يبلا بني لا يتركزون آنس انت قن عبيتو ماري أملس الله شوم زنداس نساين تلاتي إلالا يلبن يمنا سلزين دا ودد خين يوك أني قنس لك أن النتي تقبل هين بفي تهم لزلالم آسنا هين كزلالم اس كزلالم يسرائيل أملاك اكزيابير يبارك آمين آمين
آمين Amen.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips.
Mizmor mem aleph lam natseach mizmor le David. Ashre maskil el dal. ביום רעה ימלטהו אדוני, אדוני ישמרהו ויחייהו ואושר בארץ, ואל תיתנהו בנפש אויביו. אדוני יסעדנו על ערס דבי, כל משכבו הפכת וחוליו. אני אמרתי, אדוני חונני, רפאה נפשי, כי חטאתי לך. אויבי יאמרו רע לי, מתי ימות ואבד שמו? ואם בא לראות שב ידבר, ליבו יקבץ אבן לו, יצא לחוץ ידבר. יחד עלי יתלחשו כל שונאי, עלי יחשבו רע לי, דבר בלי יעל יצוק בו, ואשר שכב לא יוסיף לקום. גם איש שלומי אשר בטחתי בו, אוכל לחמי, הגדיל עלי עקב. ואתה, אדוני, חונני והקימני, ואשלמה להם. בזאת ידעתי כי חפצת בי, כי לא יריע אויבי עלי, ואני בתומי תמכת בי, ותציבני לפניך לעולם. ברוך אדוני אלוהי ישראל, מהעולם ועד העולם, Amen ve-amen 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 ve-amen.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering.
Yahuwah, Baruch Yahuwah, Elohe Israel, Elohim of Israel, Elohe Israel, Mei Ha Olam, Wa Ad Ha Olam, 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 Olam.
Hear, 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 today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order, Malachi El Tzedek, we have Mizmor, Mizmor Mim Aleph, Mei Aleph, Mei. Aleph. Hear, 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 today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order, Malachi El Tzedek, we have Mizmor, Mizmor Mim Aleph, Mim Aleph. Psalm 41, Psalm XLI, Mizmor Mim Aleph, Mizmor Mim Aleph. Lamanatziach, Mizmor Le David, for the chief musician, for the leader, Lamanatziach, for the Manatziach, for the overcomer. Mizmor Lidawid, a psalm, a chant, Isis, Mizmor, Mizmor Lidawid. Ashrei Maskil Ildal, blessed is he that considereth the poor. Ashrei Maskil Ildal, happy, Ashrei, beatitude. Ashrei Maskil, happy is he that considereth. Ashrei Maskil Ildal. Ildal, the poor, the dal. These words are to be read in the light, in the illumination, what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Kohelet, in the preacher, in Ecclesiastes, Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 14 to verse 15, the A part of the verse, and it reads, there was a little city, and few men within it. And there came a great king against it, and besieged it, and built great bulwarks against it. Now, there was found in it a poor wise man, and he, by his wisdom, delivered the city. Yet not all people consider that same poor man. Damzo, Aiti Hakma Tahata Hashemesh, Ua Gedola Hi Elai. This also have I seen as wisdom under the sun, and it seemed great to me. It seemed great to I. Gamzo Aiti Hakma Tahata Shemesh U Gedola Hi Elai. Ira Kitana Wa and Nashim Baha Meata Uva Eliha Meleka Gadola Witzaviva Otaha Ua Vana Aleha Mis Odima Gedolim. Ua matza baha isha misken hakam ua milatahu etaha ira behakmato we adam lo zakar etaha isha ha misken hahu. There was a little city ira kitana, and few men within it. Why nashim baha me'at, and few men in her. Why nashim baha me'at, and there came a great king against it, and there came a great king against her. Uva leha meleka gadol, and besieged her. With Sabib Otaha, and besieged her, and built great bulwarks against her. Uvana Aleha Mitz Odima Gidolim. Now, there was found in her a man poor and wise. Umatza Baha Isha Misakena Hakam. And he by his wisdom delivered the city. U amilatahu etahair bi hakmato.
Yet no man remembered that same poor man. Adam lo zakar et ha'ish ha misaken hahu. The little city, the little city is the human being. The Ir Ketana, the little city, is the human being. Few men within it, few men within her, are the organs in the body. Where Nashim Baha Me'at, few men within her, are the organs in his body. Where Nashim Baha Me'at. There came a great king against it, is the inclination to evil, the Yetzer Hara. The inclination to evil comes against it. There came a great king against it, against her. Uva aleha melek gadol. And built great bulwarks against it, his great traps against it, Uvana aleha mitzodim gedolim. The poor man and wise is the Yetzer HaTov, the inclination to good, the Yetzer HaTov, the poor man and wise. Ish Misaken Chatam is the Yetzer HaTov. And he by his wisdom delivered the city from the punishment of Gehinnom. Of Gehenna, Hebrew hell, and by his wisdom delivered the city. Ua milato hua et ha'ir bechakmato. And why is the Yetzer HaTov, the inclination to good, called a poor man, called an ish misakein? Because not all people heed it. Therefore David said, because not all people heed the Yetzer HaTov, the inclination to good, the inclination to do good, the Yetzer HaTov, blessed is that man who does heed it. Hence here it is said, even in today's daily psalm, blessed is he, Ashrei, happy is he, that considereth the poor. Ashrei Masakil Ildal, happy is he that considereth the poor. Ashrei Masakil Ildal. Another comment on, blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. Ashrei Masakil Ildal. B'yom Ra'ah. Yimaltehu Yahuwah. Happy is he that considereth the poor. Jehovah, he who be, we be, will deliver him in the day of evil. Beyom ra'ah. Yimaltehu Yahuwah. These words are to be read in the light, the illumination, what scripture says elsewhere, even in the Mishlei Shlomo, in the parables, the proverbs, mashal. In Proverbs 19 and 17, he that hath pity upon the poor lendeth to the Lord. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth to the Lord. Malwe Yahuwah Chonen Dal. He that is gracious to the poor lendeth to Yahuwah Jehovah. Malwe Adonai Chonen Dal. Malwe Yahuwah Chonen Dal. He that is gracious to the poor, the dal, lendeth to he who be who he be. Rav Yochanan said, he who visits a man in poor health removes 1/60th of his illness, and he who does not visit adds 1/60th to his illness. Rav Abin observes, if what Rav Yochanan says is true, may 60 persons come to visit a man who is in very poor health, and so rid him of his illness. According to Rav Eliezer, Eliza, the verse alludes to one who buries the corpse of a poor, unknown person. And here, the Midrash references the burial of such a person is a general obligation, for no one is as destitute as an unidentified corpse. Thus, the burial of such a person is a general obligation, for no one is as destitute, as poor, as an unidentified corpse. According to Rav Abba, the verse alludes to him who sees to it that his Yetzer HaTov, inclination to good, inclination to do good, has thorough knowledge of his inclination, Yetzer HaRa'a, his inclination to evil, to do evil. So Rav Abba, according to Rav Abba, the verse it alludes to him who sees to it that his inclination to good, to do good, has thorough knowledge, da'at, of his inclination to evil. A little additional on this Midrash reference here, that one's inclination to good, to do good, the Yetzer HaTov, needs to have full knowledge of his inclination to evil, of his Yetzer HaRa'a. Here the references to the word Sakal, as we have it at the root of Masakil in Ashrei Masakil Ildal, happy beatitude, happy Ashrei Masakil, the root here, Sakal, that is interpreted as considerous, Ashrei Masakil Ildal. So here, the word considerous is the H7919, the root word sakal, to be prudent, to be circumspect, to wisely understand, to prosper, to be prudent, to be circumspect, to give attention to have comprehension, have insight, looking into some of the definitions, right, to the Hebrew, to the HD, to the Hebrew dimension, the Hebrew definition, as we can get here, getting to the Strong's definition. It's a primitive root, to be in a causative sense, to make or act, but to be circumspect, hence to be intelligent, to consider in that sense, be expert, instruct, prosper, prudent, skill, have good success, teach, understand, to have understanding, to make to understand, wisdom, to be, behave, consider, self, behave, self, make wise. Also, in this translation, to guide wittingly. So some of these areas where we have these words translated may refer to the sakal aspect of masakil. Just getting to the root of this word and the reference here, according to Rav Abba, that the verse, it alludes to him who sees to it that his inclination to good, to do good, has thorough knowledge of his inclination to do evil. Thus the sakal, as we have it in Masakil, Ashrei Masakil Ildal, blessed, happy, beatitude is he who considereth, in being circumspect, Ildal, to the poor. According to Rav Asi, the verse it alludes to him who is considerate and gives money to the poor. According to the Memharan, according to the scholars, the Rebbeinah, according to the rabbis, the verse alludes to him who helps another flee from persecution by the kingdoms. What was Rav Abba's reason for saying that the verse alludes to a man who sees to it that his inclination to good, Yetzer HaTov, has thorough knowledge of his Yetzer HaRa'a, his inclination to do evil? Because the verse, blessed is he that considereth the poor, Ashrei Masakil Ildal, happy is he that considereth the poor, it shows that a man is able to deliver the inclination to good from the inclination to evil. The verse, Ashrei Masakil Ildal, happy in the beatitude sense is he that considereth the poor. This shows that a man is able to deliver the Yetzer HaTov, the inclination to do good, from the Yetzer HaRa'a, the inclination to do evil. As for Rav Asi's comment, it is explained by the next verse. The next verse that reads, the Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. Yahuwah, Yishmerehu, Viyachayehu. Yahuwah, Yishmerehu, Viyachayehu. Jehovah, preserve him and keep him alive. As for Rav Yohanan's comment, the next verse says, the Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of illness. Jehovah supports him upon the bed of illness. Yahuwah Yisa Adeinu Al Eres Dewai. Al Eres Dewai. Al Eres Dewai. Jehovah supports him upon the bed of illness. As for Rav Eliezer, Eliza's comment, the next verse says, he shall be blessed. He shall be blessed upon the earth. He shall be blessed upon the earth. Ve'ushar ba'aret. Ve'ushar ba'aret. Here's a kere. The kativ has yod aleph, shin, and resh, which possibly as yoshar, but here's a kere. Ve'ushar. Ve'ushar. Ve'ushar ba'aret. Ve'ushar ba'aret. Variously translated as, may he make him be happy. Make him be happy in the land. May he be rich in the land. There, the root sense of happy, of happy. Let him be called happy. He shall be accounted as happy. Ve'ushar, as we have ashrei, ve'ushar ba'aret. He shall be happy upon the earth. Here in the Midrash notes, it has, because of his goodness in burying the corpse of a poor and unknown person, connecting this with the theme, the Midrash study theme of because of his goodness in burying the corpse of a poor and unknown person. For, and he shall be blessed, he shall be blessed, happy upon the earthly plane, ve'ushar ba'aret, ve'ushar, and he shall be happy. Ba'aret, upon the aret, upon the earth. As for the comment of the Rebbeinat, of the rabbis, the next verse says, and thou wilt not deliver him to the will of his enemies. Wal titnehu b'nefesh oyvayo. And thou wilt not deliver him to the will, the desire, the will, the soul, the psyche of his enemies. Wal titnehu b'nefesh oibayo. Another comment on Ashrei Maskil Ildal, on blessed, happy is he that considereth the poor. Rav Yonah, Jonah said, blessed is he that considereth Ashrei Maskil, and then gives to the poor, Ildal. For what can the words he that considereth Maskil mean except that he keeps the poor man in mind and finds a way of keeping him alive? How so? If the poor man was once rich and had come down in the world, the considerate man goes to him and says, I hear that an inheritance is coming to thee out of a certain country, or a certain man owes thee such and such an amount. Now, if thou desirest, accept money from me, from I, and when the inheritance comes to thy hand, or when the man pays the debt to thee, thou wilt repay me, repay I. So speaks the man who considereth, the masakil dal, who considereth the poor, masakil il dal. The Lord will deliver him in the day of evil. The Lord will deliver him in the day of evil. Biyom ra'ah ye malatehu Yahuwah, and Jehovah shall deliver him in the day of evil. Biyom ra'ah ye malatehu Yahuwah, deliver him Jehovah. A man knows no day of real evil other than the day of moto, his death, the day of the nefesh, the soul, the psyche is going hence from here. On that day, the Lord will deliver. On that day, Yemalatehu Yahuwah, Jehovah will deliver a man from the punishment of Gehinnom, Gehenna, Hebrew hell, Gehenna. Another comment, the Yom Ra'ah, the day of evil, is the day of great judgment. The day of that, it is written even in Malachi 3:19, behold, the day cometh, it burneth as a furnace. Behold, the day cometh, it burneth as a furnace. Ki hine hayom ba, for behold, ki hine, the day cometh, hayom ba, bo'er, katanur, it burneth, bo'er, as a furnace, katanur, as a tanur, bo'er, katanur, it burneth as a furnace, ki hine hayom ba, bo'er, katanur. But what verse follows? But to you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in its wings. Wizarha lakem yirei shemi shemesh tzedaka umarpe bia kanafeha. But to you that fear, that reverence, that respect my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in its wings. Wizarha lakem. And rise for your wizarha lakem. Wizarha lakem. Wizarha lakem. Yirei shemi, that fear, that reverence. Yirei shemi. Yirei shemi, fear my name, Shemesh Tzedaka, Shemesh Tzedaka, the son of righteousness, of Tzedaka, of charity. U marpe bi kanafeha, with healing and healing. U marpe and healing, bi kanafeha, and healing in her wings. Wizarcha lachem, yirei shemi, shemesh tzedaka, u marpe bi chnafeha. What is alluded to in the words, Son of Righteousness, shemesh tzedaka, and healing, Son of Righteousness, and marpe. What is meant by Shemesh Tzedaka, Son of Righteousness, Shemesh Tzedaka, and Marpe, and healing. The righteousness that you wrought, that you done did for the poor, will stand up and shine for you on the great day, on the day of the great judgment, and give you healing. The righteousness, the charity, the Tzedaka that you did for the poor will stand up and shine for you on the day of great judgment and give you marpe, and give you marfe, and give you healing. So too, scripture says in Isaiah 58 and 10, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul. Witafeka la raav nafshecha, wit nefesha na ina tasabia, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry. Witafeka la raav nafshecha, and satisfy the afflicted soul. Wit nefesha Na inna tasviya, the nefesha na inna tasviya, and satisfy the afflicted soul. What can be meant by an afflicted soul? A nefesh na inna, nefesh na inna, afflicted soul in Yeshayahu, here, in Yeshayahu, Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Esaias 58 and 10. What can be meant by afflicted soul, soul afflicted, nefesh na'inna, except a human being whose poverty forces him to fast? For this is the way of man's nature. Though a man feed himself all the dainties in the world, if one day passes in that he does not eat, the soul, the nefesh, is afflicted and wants to leave the body. But as soon as you satisfy the poor soul, forthwith it comes to rest, is at rest, and stays with the body. Hence here, Scripture reckons it as though you drew out your own soul and gave it to the hungry man. The Lord will strengthen him upon a bed of illness. Jehovah will strengthen him upon a bed of illness. Yehovah yisadeinu al eres dewai. Yahweh yisadeinu al eres dewai. Al eres dewai. Al eres dewai. Is the focal point of the verse that a bed is set aside especially for illness? Is that the point of the verse, that a bed, eres, is set aside especially for dewai, al eres dewai? What exactly is meant by al eres dewai, a bed of illness? On the first day when a man is ailing, he is in need of tefillah, prayer. Even so, on the second day, and so too on the third day. But on the fourth day, it is said of him, he is really ill. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, says, behold, he is accounted ill in the eyes of all men. I myself shall now raise him. Behold, he is accounted ill in the eyes of all men. Here in the Midrash notes, it reads that visitors other than immediate members of the family visited the ill, beginning with the fourth day of his illness. It's noted that visitors other than immediate members of the family visited the ill, beginning with the fourth day of his illness. Thus, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, says, behold, he is accounted ill in the eyes of all men. I myself shall now raise him. Hence, here it is said that the Lord will strengthen him upon a bed of illness. Yahuwah yisadeinu al eres dewai. Yahuwah yisadeinu al eres dewai. Jehovah will strengthen him upon a bed of illness. What is meant by thou turnest all as he lies in his sickness? What is meant by kol mishakavo ha fakta bi chalyo? What is meant by this verse right here? The King James Version reads this part of verse 3. Hebraically is verse 4, but in the King James Version, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Mim Aleph, Mem Aleph, Psalm 41, verse 3 in the KJV, it reads, the Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. There is dewai in the Amharic, dewai in the Hebrew, dewai, modern Hebrew, his bed of languishing. Thou will make all his bed in his sickness. But from the Hebrew, this may be read as, thou turnest all as he lies or lays in his sickness. Thou turnest all, call mishakavo, ha fakta v'chalyo, restore, and restore him from his bed of illness. But the sense in the Hebrew is the sense of thou turnest all as he lays in his sickness. Kol mishkavo ha fakta v'chalyo. All the sins, the chatiyat, all the ukkari, the sins, lack, the forfeiture that a man committed while he stood firm up on his feet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, remits for him during his illness. Hence here it is said, Kol Mishkavo Hafakta Bichalio, thou the eye turnest all as he lays in his sickness. David said, as for me, I do not ask for such remission. David said, as for I do not ask for such remission. That is, David, in my illness, will not take advantage of the remission of sins. David said, in my illness, I will not take advantage of the remission of sins, granted automatically, as it were, to the sick. For, as we have said in today's daily psalm, he breaks with the fifth verse, I said, O Lord, be merciful to me, heal my soul, even though I have sinned against thee. Ani amarti Yahuwah, chaneni refaah nafshi, ki chatati lak. O Jehovah, be merciful to I. Ani amarti. For I said, I myself have said, Ani amarti, Yahuwah chaneni. Yahweh Choneni, be merciful to Ani, to me, Yahweh Choneni, Refah Navshi, heal my soul, Refah Navshi, heal my psyche, heal my soul, Refah Navshi, Ki Chatati Lak, even though I have sinned, I have acted up against the eye, Ki Chatati Lak, even though I have sinned, I have acted up against the eye. Mine enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? Mine enemies speak evil of I, saying, when will he die and his name perish? Oivai yomru ra'li. Matai yamut with avada shmo. Mine enemies, oy bai yomru, they say, ra'ali, they say evil for me, they say evil against I, they say evil concerning I, ra'ali, matayamut, when will he die, matayamut, ve'avadashimo, We abad shemo, and his name, Avad, perish. Did David have enemies? Is it not written, even in 2 Samuel 18:16, all Israel and Judah loved David? Is it not written in 2 Samuel 18:16, all Israel and Judah loved David? And also in 2 Samuel 8:15, David executed justice and righteousness to all Amo, to all his people. David executed justice and righteousness to all his people. Is it not written? Since his people loved him, why did he say, oy bai, why do you say oy bai, mine enemies? Who were David's enemies? They who sought to do wrong and to defraud, and to whom he gave no rest, them were his enemies. They were his enemies. So here, for the note here with to whom he gave no rest, a Midrash note here, it says rather, quote, and whom he prevented from doing so, and whom he prevented. So who were David's enemies? They who sought to do wrong and defraud, and whom he prevented from doing so, they were his enemies. And if one come to see me, he speaketh falsehood. His heart gathers destruction into itself. Hear, today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Mim, Ale, Psalm 41, Hebraically, verse 7 in the KJV, find it at verse 6. Ve'im ba le'ot shav yidaber libi. Yikbat avena lawu yitzei lachut yidaber And if one comes to see me, to see I, ve'im ba lerot, if one comes to see I, ve'im ba lerot, he speaketh falsehood. Shav yidaber, shau yidaber, shau yidaber, yidaber, he speaketh falsehood. His heart gathereth destruction into itself. Libo yikbatz aven lawu, gathereth destruction into itself. Libo, his heart, yikbatz, yikbatz, gathereth, kabatz, yikbatz, aven, 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 lawu, iniquity for him himself. When men like this come to visit me, come to visit I, they say with their mouths, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, have mercy on thee. They pray for me with their mouths, but they desire destruction, downstruction for me, for I in their hearts. When he goeth abroad, he speaketh of it. When he goeth abroad, he speaketh of it. Yetze lachut, yidaver. And when he goeth out, yetze lachut, yidaver. He speaketh. In my presence, they that hate me pray for me, but when they go abroad, they all speak against me. They all speak against I. And all of them whisper evil against me. And all of them whisper evil against I. A wicked, a ratchet matter is poured in him. Hear, hear, hear. Mizmor Mim Aleph, the 8th verse, corresponding with the 8th verse in the KJV. Devar Belial. Devar Belial. Yatsuk Ba'u. A wicked, a ratchet matter, devar belial, a matter of belial, 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 devar belial, yatsuk bau is poured, yatsuk bau poured in him. They say of me, they say of I, David, David is clever. He knows what he is doing. To others, he pretends to be laid up and unable to rise, but in truth, he can leave his bed. And so they say, a wicked matter is poured in him. Devar b'liyal yatsuk ba'u. A wicked matter is poured in him. Here, this verse, the 8th verse of today's daily psalm, Psalm 41, is translated as an evil disease. An evil disease, and then you see they have italics, say they. The words say they are not there, thus in the KJV, they're in italics. It says say they, cleaveth fast to him. Un means not, to him. And, italics again, now, that he lieth or layeth, he shall rise up no more. So here, the evil disease, devar belial, 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 of belial, belial, or belial, worthlessness, belial, wicked, ratchetness, belair, belair, in one form, in English, belair, the name belair, B-E-L, I-A-R or E-R is basically essentially the same as Belial in its etymological roots, B-E-L-I-A-L. And Hebraically right here, this has a sense of without profit or worthless, right? Worthless, without profit, without worthless, destruction, wickedness, ratchetness. Thus we have Devar Belial Yatsuk Bo. But here in the King James Version it says, cleaveth fast. Cleaveth fast. The word yatsak, yatsak, can mean to pour, to flow, to cast, in that sense, to cast, even in the sense of a molten sense, pours out by implication to melt or cast as metal. So metal is the idea of the pour out, to cast. By extension, to place something firmly, to stiffen or to grow hard, to cast, to cleave. This is a sense like overflows, right? So this is what they're saying when they say the evil disease. Right from the KJV or more from the direct Hebrew, a wicked matter or a matter of Belial, Belial, is poured out in him. When I was asked, who said such a thing of thee? Surely it was a stranger. I replied, according to the words of today's daily psalm, here the next verse, indeed, mine own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, who did eat my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me, hath lifted up his heel against I. Gam isha shalomi, asher batachti bau, okela lachmiya, Higadil alai aikev. He has lifted up his heel making big his heel against I. Higadil alai aikev, 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 aikev. Higadil alai aikev. Even my disciples, my Talmudim, turned on me. Even my disciples turned on I, my Talmudim, turned on me with kicks. How so? When they entered the Beit Midrash, the house of the Midrash, the house of study, they entered my presence gentle as kids. But when they left my presence, they became like goats, goring with their horns by bread. Dawid, David. David means words of Torah. By bread. Lachmi, my bread. Okel lachmi. He ate my bread. Okel lachmi. Lechem. By lechem, by bread. Dawid meant words of Torah. As in the verse, in the Mishlei Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon, the Mashal, in Proverbs 9 and 5, it reads, wisdom saith, come, eat my bread. Wisdom, Chokmah, saith, come, eat of my bread. Chokmah, Tomar, Lekhu, Lachmu, Bilachmi, come, eat of my bread. Lekhu, Lachmu, Bilachmi, come, Lekhu, come y'all, Lekhu, Lekhu, come y'all. Lachmu, lachmu, to eat bread. Come, y'all, to eat bread. Bir lachmi, in my bread. Come, ears of bread in my bread. Come to eat bread. Leku, lachmu, bir lachmi. Toma, chokma, wisdom, sayes. Dawid said, I do not take the sayings they do to heart, for I trust in thee. For I trust in the eye. Beka, Dawid said, I do not take the things them do to heart. For I trust in thee, I trust in the eye. Beka, Beka Yahuwah Hasiti. Wa atah Yahuwah Choneni, wa hikimeni, wa ishalmah lahem. But thou the eye, O Jehovah. Wa atah Yahuwah. Be merciful to me, to I. Choneni, choneni, wa'ata, Yahuwah, choneni. And rise, I up, raise me up. Wa'hikimeni, wa'hikimeni, wa'hikimeni. And raise I up, that I may requite them. Wa'ishalma lahem, wa'ishalma lahem, wa'ishalma lahem. That I may requite them. But it is not written. Is it not written, say not, thou the eye, I will requite evil. Wait on the Lord, and he will save thee. According to the Mashal Proverbs, Mishlei Shlomo, Proverbs 20 and 22. Al tomar ishalmah ra' kawe la Yahuwah we isha lak. Say not thou, al tomar, say not the eye, al tomar. Ishalmah ra, I will requite evil. Ishalmah ra, wait for Jehovah. Kaveh la Yahuwah, kaveh la Adonai, kaveh la Yahuwah. Wait for Jehovah. We yishalak, ve yishalach, we yishalach, and he will save thee, and he will save the eye. Al tomar, ishalmah ra, kaveh la Yahuwah, we yishalak. But what David meant was, I will requite them good for evil, and may HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish them. What David meant was that I will requite them good, tov, for ra'a, and may HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish them. By this I know that thou, that the eye, delightest in me, delightest in I. By this I know that the eye, delightest, I lightest in I. Hear, hear, hear. Bezota yadaiti ki chafatzta, ki chafatzta, bi, ki chafatta bi. By this I know that thou to the I delightest in thy bezot. In this bezot yada'iti, I know bezot yada'iti, bezot yada'iti. In this I know bezot yada'iti ki chafatta bi, because you delight. Ki chafatta, chafatta bi, in me bi. Dawid said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribino shel olam, Rovenu shel ha'olamim, Master of the universe, universal master. Requite them with ra'a, with evil, because they are ingrates. For, according to the words of Psalm 35, verse 13, Hebraically, it reads, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. Wani ba chilotam levushi sak. But as for I, when they were sick, my clothing sackcloth. Wani ba chilotam levushi sak. That is, when they were sick, I put on sackcloth, sak, and made supplication for them. But when I am sick, all the supplication they make for me is that I die. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, replied, and who is to know what the sackcloth meant? Perhaps the supplication thou madest for them was that they die. Dawid answered Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, if that be true, may all that I prayed for them come upon me, come up on I, as is said, my prayer, may it return into mine own bosom. Hear, 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 in the 35th Psalm, Psalm 35, Hebraically, verse 13. Utefilati Allah cheki tashub, and my prayer, utefilati al cheki, to upon my bosom, al cheki tashub, may it return, may she return tashub. Utefilati al cheki tashub. And he went on to say, in the words of today's daily psalm, but thou, the I, O Lord, be merciful to me, be merciful to I, and raise me up, and rise I up. Wa'ata Yahuwah chaneni, wahikimeni, and the I, O he who be, who he be, wa'ata Yahuwah chaneni, be merciful to I, wahikimeni, and rise I, wahikimeni, rise I up. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, replied, since thou hast spoken in this way, by this I know that thou delightest in me. Bezot yada'iti ki chafatta bi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, replied to Dawid and said, since thou hast spoken in this way, bezot yada'iti ki chafatta bi, by this I know that thou, that the I, delightest in I. Dawid, David said, as for me, as for I, thou upholdest me because of mine integrity, and settest me and settest I before thy face forever, for ever. Wani,